action.
Just in time. Come on in, Jay.
I didn't want to miss your
No problem. What do we have for the losers, Johnny? That's for me, not for you guys. If you would, turn in your Bibles, the book of Genesis, chapter 22. I'm going to start reading in the first verse. Genesis chapter 22, beginning in verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell of thee. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife. And they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. Excuse me. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them, together. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. I know it's a long reading, but that's good stuff.
Yeah, it is.
That's good stuff. This is, of course, the story of Isaac, the sacrifice of Isaac by Abraham. And it is a wonderful, wonderful picture of Jesus Christ and God the Father. As I talked about last week, that first sacrifice showed some things. This sacrifice shows some more things.
Yeah. Yeah.
This account starts with the word of God spoken to Abraham. Abraham wasn't planning a sacrifice. God was. God did. There's nothing of the man Abraham in this planning. Because the sacrifice, this sacrifice, was God's idea. Nobody else's. Abraham's minding his own business. God just spoke to him and said, Abraham, here's what you're going to do. Now, Abraham knew what a sacrifice was. And Abraham evidently had taught Isaac what a sacrifice was, as we read on. We've got the wood, we got the fire, where's the lamb? So Isaac knew what a sacrifice was. It was a death of an animal in the place of a human. A substitute for the life of one of God's people. But Abraham had taught Isaac this. And the nice thing I always saw about this, I got to thinking about, you know, God didn't ask Abraham about this. You know, sort of like them Ten Commandments, it's not ten suggestions. This wasn't a suggestion. This wasn't, you know, if you've got time, Abraham, no, it's do this. This is necessary. Abraham is ordered, not asked, to sacrifice Isaac. And as it says there, if you want to leave that word out, because that, that strikes me as significant. Where it says, and he said, take now thy son, thine only Isaac. You leave that word son out. Although he does say it again. I mean, he says, take thou thine only Isaac. Because Ishmael's gone. Ishmael was Abraham's son too. But Ishmael's gone. He wasn't told to sacrifice Ishmael. Because it wasn't done any good. Only the chosen one is going to be sacrificed. Walter's been talking about that. The chosen original, Jesus Christ. So he was told to go to the land of Moriah, which the word Moriah translates chosen by Jehovah. Now there's some debate as to where the land of Moriah actually is. It's generally accepted as Israel. And supposedly the mount that he told, it's traditionally held that the mount Abraham went to was where the tabernacle eventually was built in the city of Jerusalem, where the Dome of the Rock is now. How true that is, I don't know. And it's not actually necessary for the story because it was where God told Abraham to go. He told him what to do, told him when to do it, and he told him where to do it. Just like there was a plan all along. Oh, there was. So they traveled to Moriah. Abraham left. Excuse me. God told him, go do this. Abraham went. Traveled 3 days was Isaac, thinking he was going to have to kill Isaac. Thinking Isaac already dead, having to do the deed. I don't know, but I don't expect that was a real pleasant journey the whole way. Because I'd say Abraham had a lot on his mind. But they left, they traveled 3 days until Abraham saw the mount. Then he told the others to stay. But he told them, me and Isaac, or Isaac and I, will be back. Now, is that prophecy? I don't know. But I do know it states that Abraham believed God.
Yep.
There were some promises he had been given in Isaac.
Yep, that's right.
That hadn't happened yet. And I believe, and I remember Earl standing up here saying this, that Abraham believed that even after he killed him, Isaac was going to have to come back. Because in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And there was no seed of Isaac at this time yet. This is long before that. Abraham believed God because actually he had been through a lot by this time. He'd been through Egypt. He'd been through the birth and the leaving of Ishmael. He'd been through the miracle of Isaac's conception, birth, and raising. Isaac was there. That's a miracle in and of itself. A promise of God walked with Abraham to that mount in his son Isaac. His only Isaac. Abraham believed God. Abraham's seed was going to be raised, and it was going to be called, and it was going to be an Isaac. God had promised him that. And God would perform his promise. Now it states, they took with them the wood, the fire, and a knife. Notice, Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son. Isaac carried the wood. He carried the wood of the burnt offering upon which he was to be sacrificed, whether he knew it at the time or not. Well, here's a verse to compare that to. This is John 19:17. It says, "And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha." It's talking about Christ carried his cross. Isaac carried the wood just as Christ would later carry the cross. There's all kind of coincidences in the Bible. Coincidental. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. It's amazing how this stuff works out and none of this stuff's related. Well, you know, you listen to, what is it? The secret history of the Bible. It's in black and white. It's written down. It's not that bad. If you can read. And if your reading comprehension skill is better than a fifth grader. Of course, that's a whole other television show. It's written here. Isaac carried the wood up the mount. And the father, Abraham, carried the fire and the knife. Christ carried that cross to the sacrifice, his own. That sacrifice of Christ was by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. Men slew Christ. Ye by wicked hands did crucify and slay him. They did. But only by the counsel and the foreknowledge of God the Father. It was not a surprise. David, it was not a mistake. David heard a preacher say, Jesus being crucified on the cross was the greatest tragedy in the universe, and I'd have stopped it if I'd have been there. No, you wouldn't have. You'd have been there throwing rocks with everybody else. If I'd have been in the Garden of Eden, I wouldn't have ever ate that apple, no matter what that woman told me. You lying. Go back to selling cars and leave me alone. For those of you who don't know, I do work at a car dealership. So that's an in joke. It's a repetitive joke, actually. I'm glad I wasn't in the Garden of Eden, because I'd probably messed it up worse than Adam did. This sacrifice was by the only by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. Abraham carried the fire and the knife to this offering, and he carried it up the mountain. The next thing to notice is that at this point in time, there ain't nobody else here. There's Abraham and there's Isaac, and that's it. The entire account of this sacrifice was between Abraham and Isaac. They were on the way up the mount totally by themselves. There was no audience participation because there was no audience. There was no outside help because there wasn't anybody there to help. This was an act of sacrifice totally between the Father, shown in Abraham, and the Son, shown in Isaac. This story, this true story, is about the Father and the Son. It's not about us. That part comes later. We're in it, but not here. Not at the sacrifice. The Father, Abraham, here, being shown as willing to sacrifice his Son. And a burnt offering is a sin offering. He's willing to sacrifice his Son Isaac as a sin offering. And the Son is shown here going willingly with the Father. There was no questioning by Abraham of God. This was something that had to be done. There was no resistance from the Son. He went willingly. Christ said it. For this cause came I into this world. For this cause. This time and this place. He came. And this shows that the sacrificial offering of Christ was purposed, planned, provided, and set up between the Godhead. That's all. Walter's been talking about it. There's a lot of things happened before the foundation of the world. People don't want anything to do with it. And I think, I swear, sometimes that's why they're so happy messing with evolution. They're just tickled to death. There was a fellow that when they did the debates, there was one of the, I don't know which one it was, one of these guys that was running for president that didn't make it, actually stated out loud that he didn't believe in evolution. And they were aghast. They were shocked. They were dismayed, because how can you be called an intelligent human being and you don't believe that evolution is true? Well, you can. And I am. So there. You know? I don't believe evolution is true because there's too many holes in it. We're not going to go into that. They don't want to know anything about what happened before the foundation of the world. Unless it's somebody said bang. That's the cutie pie thing. Well, maybe God said bang when he made the big bang. We've got some evidence of some things that happened before the foundation of the world. We've got some revelations given from things that happened before the foundation of the world. They have to do with God and his Son. He was the Lamb slain from before the foundation of the world. Henry Mahan made a statement one time on tape, and I listened to it probably 20-some years ago, and I still remember it to this day. He was talking about they want God to be sovereign in everything. People want God to be sovereign in everything except salvation, which is true, and bad things, but we're not going into that. He was talking about that, and he said, here they have God who is sovereign in everything except for salvation, and they have God supposedly in charge of everything except for what's nearest and dearest to God's heart, the death of his Son, which he carried the fire and the knife for. His determinate counsel, his foreknowledge, his predestination, his purpose, his plan, it was all God's plan, and it was all before the foundation of the world. And people won't have it. They won't. That's it. They'll shake their fist at you. They'll call you names. They say, hang you from a tree, whatever. Been there, done that. Didn't get no t-shirt, though. Don't want one. The offering of Christ was purpose, plan, provided, and set up between the Godhead. Because man wasn't even created when the plan of salvation was announced. Man wasn't even there. The world wasn't even there. Abraham knew this. Abraham was acting under orders of God because Abraham believed God. I'm just going to stop right there. We'll take a break and let Walter come on. Because Abraham did believe God. And there's some more stuff coming because of that. Our Heavenly Father, we are again thankful for this place and this time. And Lord, we are thankful for you and our Savior, our God, Jesus Christ, who did purpose, plan, provide, achieve, complete the salvation of your people. And we know that he is ascended and sitting at the right hand of the majesty on high. And that he's coming again. And Lord, all we have to say about that is, come quickly, Lord Jesus, in whose name we ask. Amen.